Welcome to the Go Live Your Story podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Elko. I'm a former journalist turned entrepreneur, and I believe that in both life and business, your story is your superpower. I'm on a mission to help you see that stories empower not only those who hear them, but those who share them. Because when you share your stories, you share more of your whole self. Whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur, a newer business owner figuring things out, or a mom in car line, you're in the right place if you're looking to connect on a deeper level through shared experiences. Take a sip from your emotional support water bottle and let's dive into today's story. Welcome back to another episode of the Go Live Your Story podcast. Today, I wanted to share some advice on taking messy action and sharing the not so pretty stories in life and business. I hear so often from people that they don't want to share their struggles, their failures, but I'm here to tell you that the best stories are the fails. Those are the stories that we all want to hear. The stories, just like life, that have conflict. When things are shiny and perfect, they're boring. The mess, the struggle, the conflict, that's excitement. We want to know how you overcame those struggles and those conflicts. Imagine if you read a book where the main character, who just so happened to come from a wealthy family, had a dream of getting, say, her boat captain's license. I don't know. I'm making this up on the spot here. She wants to get her boat captain's license, own her own yacht, and wants to travel the world on said yacht. So she studies and practices and does whatever you need to do to get your captain, to get her captain's license. Then her wealthy dad buys her a yacht, and she then drives her boat from island to island, smooth sailing always, never a storm, never a problem with the boat. She meets the nicest people along the way and eats great food along the way, swims in the sea every day, and it's perfect. It's a perfect scenario, a perfect story. Sounds amazing for that girl, but it also sounds kind of boring if it were a book. If I were reading a story about how everything just constantly worked out for a person, that's not a story. It's kind of just like checking things off a list, like, and good for her that she's getting everything she wants and it's just all easily coming to her. And I'm not saying things can't come easily to you, but I am saying that a story, a good story, has conflict. So if this same woman had maybe a learning disability or learning struggles, and getting her captain's license actually took her years because she had to learn how to teach herself in a different way in order for her to get her boat license, that's a little bit more interesting. I'm going to hear about her struggle and how she learned to teach herself. Or if when she finally got her license and her yacht, even if her dad gave her the yacht still, if she started out on her adventures and a storm blew out her communication or navigation devices, and she had to figure out how to survive and overcome the difficulties of the sea and maybe fall back on the things she learned during her struggles with trying to get her captain's license to begin with. She had to go back to what she had learned so she could survive in the real world boat life. That sounds like an exciting story to me. Or maybe she met some not so nice people on her travels who took advantage of her, and she had to learn what trust is really all about. That sounds like an interesting story to me. It's those conflicts, those negatives, that actually make a good story. It's the struggle, the challenge, the mess, the hardship, the conflicts that make a good story. And those are the types of stories you should be sharing with your audience as well. Perfect stories are boring and uninteresting and not relatable. Most importantly, they are not relatable. People relate to the mess. When I was first dipping my toe into the coaching space, I kept coming across these quote-unquote perfect coaches, and I could not relate to them at all. And I put them on a pedestal and thought, well, I could never work with them because I'm messy, and they don't appear to be messy. They appear to have everything just coming to them easily. She wouldn't be able to help me because she's perfect and she doesn't have problems. And I'm not perfect, so I wouldn't want to hire her because she wouldn't be able to help me. But when I started to find more authentic coaches who may have been just as successful, but they had struggles along the way and they shared those struggles openly, that is who I connected with the most and wanted to work with the most. It was much more of like, oh, okay, she's been where I was and she figured out how to overcome it. I want to work with her. She can show me the way because she had the same struggle as me. And I only know that she has had the same struggle as me because she shared her struggle publicly. That's how else would I know that she even had the same struggle as me? But the quote-unquote perfect coaches that I was seeing online, they may have had the exact same struggles as me as well. But because they weren't sharing those online, I would never know. The audience, the world would never know because you are coming off as perfect, like you don't have any problems, which obviously is not true. I'm sure even the perfect coaches have problems, but if you're not sharing them, how can people relate to you? Relatability is huge when it comes to business and when it comes to people connecting with you. If I can't relate to you, if it doesn't feel like we've walked a similar path, then we're not going to work together likely. Like, we could be friends. I'd love to hear about all your things, but I'm probably not going to hire you if I can't relate to you. People buy from people, and most people are not perfect. I would say all people are not perfect, but there's many people online trying to be perfect. But people buy from people. And when you share your actual stories and your mess and your struggle and how you overcame those struggles, I think that's the important part of what I'm saying here, is that yes, sharing your mess is important, but overcoming your mess is where the story is as well. We want to know how you overcame that giant obstacle. That's the part where we all want to know. Like, how'd you do it? How'd you do it? Oh, okay. You had the struggle too. I have that struggle. You have that struggle. It's messy. How do we fix it? Oh, you fixed it? Okay. Tell me how you fixed it so I can fix it for myself. That's what it's all about. Because you also don't want to let the mess stop you from taking action. I waited months to put an offer out into the world when I was first starting out in business because I thought I needed to have a buy now button on my website. And I couldn't figure out how to make the button appear on my website and connect it to a payment account. And what if someone wanted to do a payment plan? How could I make that all sync up with this one button? I let this very small tech issue stop me from telling the world how they could work with me because I couldn't figure out a button. I let that problem, that struggle, hold up my entire business for a couple months because I kept trying to find that answer of how do people pay me? I don't know how to make this button appear. So therefore, I cannot figure out how people will pay me. And I stopped taking action when eventually I took messy action and I realized I didn't need a button. I did not need a button at all. I didn't even need a website, but I really didn't need a button. And I could just send a link in the DMs to people who were interested in my services, or I could put a link in my emails, and DMs and my emails converted to sales way faster than any button on my website would have. And now I don't even promote my website at all. It needs a massive transformation, updates, and rebranding. And it's so far down on my to-do list right now because my website is not a necessary part of my business at this moment. And I'm not allowing perfection to slow me down from actually taking action in my business. I'm being messy. I don't have a pretty website right now. And I don't care. It's not necessary in order for my business to thrive. Sharing about myself on social media and in my email marketing and promoting my offers there is doing it messy. Not having a pretty website right now is fine. Someday I will update my website and make it pretty again, but I'm not letting that stop me from moving forward in my business. It's not necessary. Taking messy action in the DMs and on social media in my email marketing is just as efficient and successful as having a website, if not more, because I'm connecting deeper on a deeper level with my audience in my social media and in my email marketing than I would on a random website that SEO is bringing in people, not actual connection, not actual stories that I'm sharing on social media and in my email marketing. So while obviously someday I need a website, we all need websites at some point. I highly recommend websites, but they're not essential or necessary to running a business. They are nice to have and a wonderful complement to have for your business, a website, but they're not a requirement. You can do a lot without having a website. Social media and email marketing goes a lot further than I think than a website can, because on your social media and in your email marketing, you should be sharing your messy stories, your struggles, and how you overcame those struggles. In social media and email marketing, it's much easier to share those stories than it would be to share those stories on a website. So while yes, I think websites are great and very and important in business, I also don't think you should let that, you should let not having a website hold you back from starting your business, because I see so often, especially newer business owners in their first, second years, focusing heavily and spending a lot of money on their websites when in reality, it's not super important in the beginning stages of business. What is super important is sharing your stories, sharing your mess, sharing your struggles, because the best stories are in the fails. And I would highly encourage you to share one of those stories today somewhere, whether it's on social media or on your to your email list. Share a fail with your people. I guarantee you they want to hear it. They need to hear it. And it will resonate with them hearing a failure of yours or a misstep or something you learned, a mistake you made and then learned from. Hearing that from you will resonate with your audience and your community tenfold. And I guarantee you, they will tell you as well. They will say, they will reply to your email. They will comment on your social media post and say, oh my God, like me too. And it may start an amazing conversation with that person as well. And perhaps down the line, after you build a relationship and create a connection with the person, maybe they become a client. So get a little dirty today, will you? Please share your mess or take messy action. Do one of those two things today. If you have a messy story to share, share it. If you're holding yourself back from taking action because you don't want to get dirty and messy, get dirty today. And then leave a comment below and share your mess with me. I would love to hear it, because the best stories are in the mess. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe and remember, go live your story.